Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. We're back one more time to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 27. Talking about the man who'd built his house on the sand, it says, "The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." In that part of the world, storms were common. Heavy rain would send flash flooding surging down the normally dry wadis with a devastating effect. Many people would die. In fact, when I was in Israel a year and a half ago, there was some flash flooding that killed some, I believe there were teenagers in a school minibus that got swept off a road because of some flash flooding. Not to accuse them of having built their house on the sand, nothing like that, but it's just that the climate conditions and the lay of the land means that his hearers would have been familiar with this idea that this happens. And sometimes we need a warning, don't we? Sometimes we don't like being warned. Carson says this in his commentary. "If you're sleeping soundly in a house desperately threatened by rising floodwaters, you may thank me for pounding at your door to rouse you. At the very least, you are not likely to accuse me of frightening you into safety. Frighten you I shall. Effect your removal to a safe place I may attempt, but you would not accuse me of frightening you into safety. If you were so attached to your home that you could not bear to leave it, you might conceivably choose to stay with it and run the risk of perishing, or if you remained honestly oblivious to the danger, you might dismiss me as a fool. But while I tried to frighten you to safety, you would not accuse me of doing so." He was making the point that Jesus' words are meant to make us be sober. And sometimes we don't like being frightened. But when there's a greater danger ahead, we should be glad. And so perhaps today's devotional thought is to be thankful for the warnings that Jesus gives us, even when they're uncomfortable, even when we don't like the feeling of them, but to be grateful that he cares enough to warn us about the potential dangers of building on the sand instead of the rock. Let's pray. Let's pray prayers of gratitude for the warnings that we're given by Jesus. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Take care. God bless.